Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
With Mueller's innovative 3D design tool, you can design and quote your own virtual building. Hear Jessica's experience using the 3D design tool to make her dream building a reality.
The 3D tool is so convenient. I was able to use it in the comfort of my home. I didn't have to physically go into the branch and try to describe to them what I was wanting. I was able to add the lean-to that I've been picturing on my building. I can add roll-up doors, windows. It's really cool. Once I finished my design, I was able to get a quote. I was amazed at how much my building looked like the building that I designed in the 3D tool.
Design and quote your dream building with our online 3D design tool. Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com and get your building project started. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, fund selling and long liquidation finally ran its course. Futures were overdone to the downside, and even if the market would have been bearish, it was high time for a bounce. But that is just it. The fundamentals of the market have not been overly bearish, yet selling pressure continued to trigger sell stops, causing the market to pancake lower. Continued strength of cash and box beef prices did not warrant such a sell-off. Nevertheless, it did. Hog futures have been impressive over the past 2 days as the large break in the market gave an opportunity for traders to either get back into the market or to add to long positions. Cash was again higher yesterday, continuing to be supported by strong cutouts. Front month May futures made a new contract high yesterday as traders anticipate higher cashes on the way over the next month. Well, July Kansas City wheat trading about 7 cents higher early today with concerns of possible cold weather damage to hard red winter wheat crops. Temperatures fell below freezing as far south as central Kansas early this morning, catching some crops vulnerable in the jointing stage. Sub-freezing temperatures may have also found their way to parts of Oklahoma and northern Texas. Cold temps will return again tomorrow morning, but not expected to get quite as far south. July corn trading about 2.25 cents higher early today with bull spreading and a strong basis continuing to show strong demand for corn. In the U.S., Monday morning's weather map mostly dry with scattered spots of snow in the northern corn belt. The 7-day forecast remains mostly dry for all but the southeastern corn belt and heavy rains across the southern Gulf states. The temperatures are below freezing in the northwestern corn belt early this morning as far south as central Kansas. July soybeans are up 4 cents early today, also experiencing bull spreading and watching its cash basis strengthen late yesterday to another new 8-year high. Among soy products, stronger support is coming from soybean oil early today. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, well, June live cattle up 60 cents yesterday, 119.20. August up 75, 119.40. December live cattle up 142, 127.45. May was up 30 cents at 142.77. May hogs up 242, 108.07. Kansas City wheat, the May was up 8.75, 620.75. July up 9.25, 628. Chicago wheat, May up 7.5, 659.75. July up 7.5, 661.25. May corn up 14.5, 606.5. July was up 11.5 at 592. May soybeans up 22.25, 1472. The July up 21.25, 1457.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.